week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come to your homes again today with another message of Something to Believe In, to tell you that if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. That's a great statement, but Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through and by me. So I feel very confident today that if he be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. Well, let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this beautiful song for you right here. I hope you enjoy this one.
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today do everything that I had to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Or do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving, it's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
Give me this day, and Lord, I pray that tomorrow will be much better. Well, let's remember Bobby and Alicia and Cindy Coulter today in the broadcast. And then also, I want to remember Louise and James Ellison. I hope they're doing real well. And then also, Arvin, Neely's wife, Doris. I hope Doris is doing much better. I haven't heard from her lately, but I hope she's doing much better after she broke her arm. And I want to remember Ernest and Betty Jo Atkins. That's also up in Dropping Lick area. And also let's remember Ruby Dixon today in the broadcast. And well, I try to remember all you folks. I know that you've been good to me. And my mother, I always say my mother would be proud of you. And you've really stood behind me in this radio ministry. I've been on here since 86. That's a long time. But anyhow, I always say, if God be for me, who can be against me? So we must be doing something right. So I appreciate them. And then I want to remember Glenna Brown today in the broadcast. I hope Glenna's doing real well. Well, let's go back and listen to this song now, and I hope you enjoy this one also. In you. Jesus said, this peace, the world can't give it to you. This peace I give to you. And the peace of God, Peter said, that surpasses all understanding. And it's a peace that will bring contentment to your soul. I'm so glad today to present that to you. I remember Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger. You haven't heard from them for a while. I hope they're doing real well. And we will be at Red Sulphur on the second Sunday morning. And we'll be at the Pillar of Truth this weekend. Let's pray for Patty and Barry Harper. Hope that they're doing much better and receiving the broadcast this morning. So we're going to go right now and do another song for you. And I hope you enjoy this one also. I think I don't have many songs by Martha, but anyhow, I play what I can find. Calvary, why was his lifeblood shed for me? Why did he suffer as no man ever done? There's just one reason. bad. He loves me when it seems no one cares for me as he does. I talk with Jesus. Becky Lilly on her birthday. I think she had a birthday April the 1st. And I will remember her in the broadcast in memory of her husband, Charlie, who passed away about 5-6 years ago. A good friend of mine. I appreciate him. I appreciate her. So I want to remember her in her birthday. And I appreciate all my birthday people out there. And you got maybe got anniversaries or something. Anyhow, I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank you for tuning my way this morning. I don't remember Buck and Veda Adkins also. Let's remember his wife, Veda. She has a problem, so she needs your help also. So let's go right back now and listen to this song here, and I hope you enjoy this one.
I've sinned for so long, life scarcely had meaning for me. A prisoner to Satan and blinded by sin, believing I could never be free. But in my desperation, I called on a prayer I prayed through. The chains fell away like the darkness of dawn, and he told me just what I must do. I'll just lay down and leave it. I'll lay down and leave it. I'll carry this burden. The same hand that lifted these burden of sin will lead me on through heaven's door. Now down in this valley of cares in this life and troubles so often with pain and all of the money
one day. today and leave it. I do want you to pray for Martha. And she really sounded good on that song, didn't she? Well, let's move into preaching the word to you this morning. I want to lift a thought here in Matthew chapter 28. When Mary and another Mary had gone to the sepulcher to anoint the body of Christ, they were shocked. They were amazed that because he was not there. And they left. You know the story. You heard it preached last weekend. And you know the story very well. But I want to guide your thought of attention here in the 9th verse and the 10th verse. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my disciples or my brethren that they shall see me in Galilee, and there I will see them. Well, I want to lift a thought for this morning. Good morning. Jesus, when they came back from the tomb, they were right amazed because his body was not there. And he met them in the way and said, good morning. Now, I want you to think with me this morning. Could this be a good morning? I mean, Jesus had been beaten with a cat of nine tails. He'd been spit in his face. His beard had been pulled. He'd been nails had been drove in his hands and a spear in his side, and a crown of thorns was laid on his brow, and they said, if you be the king, come down to the cross and save us. But yet he said, good morning. Now, it was a good morning for Jesus. It was the third day, the resurrection day. He had told the disciples, he said, you may destroy this body, but in 3 days I'm going to raise it up. I wonder sometime if they believed him. I would find that very amazing and a hard story to believe that he would resurrect from the grave. They went to the garden with him, and there they prayed. And he went afar off, and he prayed, and he came back, and he saw the disciples, and they were asleep. And he saw them as they were. You see, he was off praying, and they were sleeping. Now, that's not unusual, but anyhow, he saw that they were asleep, and he went back, and he prayed the first time, Father, if there's any way at all, let this cup pass from me. Hey, this cup of suffering, he had already told the disciples, he said, you're not able to drink from this cup. And, you know, as good as we are and as dedicated we are to Christ, we find it hard to drink from that bitter cup. He said that you can't drink from that bitter cup. And Peter said, if you die, Lord, I'm going to die with you. And why, he said, Peter, before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me 3 times. And, you know, a lot of times we may think that we'll do something or we may act out of the ordinary. But he saw them asleep, and he went back and prayed again. And he saw, and he said, the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is very weak. And he said, Father, into thy hands I commend thy spirit. And he was willing to die. He was willing to go to the cross, willing to suffer the shame and the pain and the heartache and everything just for you and I. I think sometimes we don't really think about the resurrection and the crucifixion like we ought to. It was a sad day. How could he call it a good morning? I mean, to me, it had been the worst thing ever happened when people spit in my face and called me a liar and make mock of me and put a crown of thorns on my head and lay the cat of nine tails across my back. Hey, it couldn't be a good morning for me. And let's admit it, my friend, it wouldn't be a good morning for you either, because we find it hard to accept these things. And we got to bear our cross. He said, if you're going to come after me, you got to take up your cross and follow me. But we can't take too much hard times. It just seemed like a little toughness comes our way, and we want to, well, we know this. The old saying is, when the going gets tough, then just get tough. But we don't get very tough. We can't take much nowadays. We bow to the flesh too much. We give in to self too much. But Jesus, he didn't. He was dying for the sins of the world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. He was smitten of God. In Isaiah 53, he said, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace was laid upon him, and by whose stripes I am healed. And thank God, because he lives, I will live also. Hey, I'll slip out of this body one day, and I'm going to go into the grave. And if I go into the grave, I'm going to wait for that great groundbreaking and that great shaking. And it's going to be a great time when the trump of God sounds and the dead in Christ rises, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together ever to be with the Lord. Don't let anybody deceive you, my friend. The Bible said the trump of God will sound, and this could be the very day before I get through with this sermon. The trump would sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together ever to be with the Lord in the air. The sea will give up its dead, and the grave, they've been in the grave a long, long time, but it's just been a night time. They've just spent a day, spent a night there, and it'll soon be the resurrection day. And yet he said, good morning. And he laid all those things aside, and they said, haven't you heard about the resurrection, about the crucifixion of Christ? They crucified him in Jerusalem, and it's been a terrible, terrible weekend. And Jesus said, what things? He had no remembrance of those things. Hey, he didn't want to remember dying, because he wanted to remember living. A lot of people said, well, I'm ready to die for him. Well, I'm not. I'm ready to live for him. I want to live for Jesus. I want to walk like him and talk like him. I want to be more like Jesus every day. And he went into the upper room, and there he met with the disciples, come walking through the wall, and met with them, and Doubting Thomas was there. And I don't like to call him Doubting Thomas. He was a man that said, unless I can see it, I will not believe it. Well, hey, he wanted real proof, and Jesus will give you real proof when you need it. And he said, Thomas, put forth thy fingers and touch the scars in my hand. Put forth thy hand and touch the scars in my side. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Hey, he realized that he had resurrected from the grave. On the third day, he will rise again. And thank God the third day has done come, and he has risen again. A preacher one time got up, and every Sunday, every Easter Sunday morning, he preached on he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. And he got hung up on that, and he went back and said it again. And it sounded so good, he had to say it over. And when he said it the third time, the congregation began to say, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me all along the way. And about that time, the choir broke in and began to sing, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. And I say to you, this is the best morning of your life. Take a great big breath. If you're walking and talking and breathing, it's the greatest day of your life, because he rose from the grave. We will raise also. Hey, I like that song, Ain't No Grave going to hold this body down. I'm going to get up out of the ground. I'm going to walk on streets of pure gold. Brother Ernie Barley said I was the strutest preacher that he ever saw in the pulpit. But one day, when I get to heaven, me and Brother Ernie Barley are going to strut up the streets of gold together. We'll spend eternity with Christ. We'll eat at the Lamb's Supper of the Lamb, and he'll be the light of that city. And hey, we'll also then say, what day are you talking about anyhow? Listen to the beautiful sound. We'd find us a big rock cliff and sitting down place, and there we just rear back and listen to those dogs as they begin to chase. Them old hounds are telling the news to Mary. And then on that one dark night there, for some reason or another, I wandered off. I got lost from all the others. For 3 days and four nights I clambered around. But on that fourth day, I'll tell you right now, here's one old boy that learned how to pray. I fell down by a big old log there, too tired to think. I began to sob. I said, Lord, won't you help me out of this place? I'll wash my hands, Lord, and I'll even wash my face. Well, I'll mind my granny whenever she tells me what to do, because she understands boys, Lord, and she's even told me about you. And I know that you understand boys too, for you had one of your own. And I heard what happened to him, and I'm so sorry. But Lord, won't you help me find my way home? Well, down at the church just the other day, when the preacher knelt and began to pray, he said you'd help people who got themselves lost. You'd help them get found if they'd only pay the cost. Now, I don't know what it is that you charge, Lord, but I'll be more than willing to pay. You may have to wait until I grow up. And when I do become a man, I may not know what you want me to do, Lord, but you just holler. Whenever I'm doing, I'll drop it, and I'll come running because I know I owe it to you. And when I finished my prayer and I opened my eyes, why, there stood old Blue, and my, was I surprised. He began to whine, and he licked at my chin as if to say, boy, where in the world have you been? And then I heard my granddaddy whistle real loud and shrill. He just whistled the one lonely time, but I can hear him still. And then I bowed my head and said, thank you, Lord. I know I'd get found if you only said the word. Now, if I live to be 100 and when I'm old and gray, I promise you I'll never forget that day. That's when I met the Master and I learned how to pray. Let's pray right now. Father, I bring my unseen audience to you. You are our need. You said you supply our need according to your riches and glory. And Father, you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. You can speak and blinded eyes can open. The lame legs can leap with joy. And Father, this is a great day. And I'm so thankful for life. I pray for my wife. Lord, you know her situation. You know my situation. Lord, I need the help of the people. I need them to hold my hands up high. I need the financial blessing to keep this broadcast going into the homes. And people will be saved. People will hear the gospel and believe and be saved before it's everlasting too late. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I trust that everything's well at your place. And you get out and go to the house of God. I'll be at the Pillar of Truth this morning preaching, and I'll be at Red Sulphur next Sunday morning preaching. But anyhow, you need to lift up my hands. I need prayer worse now than I ever have. So I'm praying for you, and you pray for me. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That certainly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.